And on the line now, I have editor of the Northside People, our friend Padraig Conlon. Good afternoon, Padraig.
Good afternoon, John, and a happy new year to you.
And a happy new year to you too. And we're going to talk about some of this week's stories, but I also want to see if there's anything that stands out from 2021 with you and your readers.
But yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, where do you want to start?
We started with the headlines here by your colleague Gary Ibbotson about these crazy omissions from Fingal Coastal Way.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if your listeners are aware of the Fingal Coastal Way. It's the proposed greenway which is going to extend from Newbridge Domains in Donegal Base to the Fingal County boundary just north of Balbriggan. It's going to be, I think, around 32 kilometres, depending on where the final route is going to be. So, you know, it's going to be a brilliant flagship scheme for tourism in the county. It'll be a great tourism amenity. Now, with all that as a background, the omission of a coastal stretch between Donabate and Portrane has been labelled as crazy by a local councillor. And South Thames Councillor Paul Moville at a recent area meeting was questioning the wisdom of leaving Portrane from the out of the plans at the moment as it stands. The Fingal Coastal Way misses out the entire coastline of Donabate Portrane Peninsula, which I suppose is quite a strange one. It's a beautiful part of the county, and any cycle stroke walkway should definitely have it included in it. Councillor Moville said, you know, the exclusion of Portrane from these plans was a quote major flaw. And in response to him, the council said that requests to include Portrane in the Coastal Way project had been the subject of several submissions received during the consultation process. Now, there's a couple of other local councillors agreed with them as well, from a few other parties. Fine Gael Councillor Tom O'Leary, who else was Adrian Henshey of Fianna Fáil, and independent Carl Boland, all touched on the same topic. So I suppose it would be nice to see that happen. Whether it does happen or not, we'll have to wait and see. But it's a strange one, all right. I can't understand why they would leave that out.
Yeah, no, there's a lot we don't understand about decisions made by the powers that be. We'll move on. The latest National Litter Survey, and Northside of Dublin didn't come out great.
Considering there was some improvements in the previous one, these litter surveys come out twice a year. They're done by a group called Irish Business Against Litter, and they survey it's over in 40 towns and cities throughout the country. Now, the latest results came out last week. As you said, some Northside areas didn't fare great. For example, the North City Centre was the second worst place in the country for litter. North Inner City was labelled a litter black spot. Ballymun also fell back after it had shown improvement in the previous litter survey. It fell back. Now it's a few reasons have been given for this. PPE gear, equipment, is making up a lot of accounting for a lot of litter. A lot of disposable coffee cups and takeaway food containers, stuff like that there. It's not, I suppose, not very encouraging at the moment, but I suppose there are mitigating circumstances as well, and there's a lot of kind of takeaway lifestyle, especially last summer, people eating outside and stuff like that there. Hopefully they can sort that out this year, because it's bad enough, I suppose, having to deal with the pandemic and then having to deal with litter as well and everything that goes with that. I suppose even the local parks as well, we've dealt with it a few times, overflowing litter bins and stuff like that there. A lot of people have been angry about that. So, it's not good, but hopefully this year will be better.
Yeah, I can't understand why some people don't. It was only on my way over here this morning, and I was passing an area down there, and there was a fireplace actually dumped.
A fireplace.
What? surround the fireplace is actually dumped.
What kind of fireplace? I'm actually looking for a fireplace.
Right, I'll tell you off air where it is. Anyway, listen, a couple of more things we'll hit on, and then maybe talk about some of the things that stood out in 2021. Councillor Nolan Riley, I've spoken to Nolan on numerous occasions. She wasn't available to come on the show this morning, but she's talking about a skateboard park and a BMX track needed in Ballymun and Fingless. I think this was after a visit to Ballyfermot.
That's right. Yeah, she admitted to a similar skate park in Ballyfermot. She was, you know, asking the question, why can't Ballymun and Fingless have something similar? You know, the upside from these parks, it's a win-win. Like, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
It's a no-brainer. You know, the benefits from it. Great, you know, kids inside. You know, the exercise, the positive effect on their mental health.
Now, these are alternative sports, aren't they? You know, we have the football clubs and all that. But these are popular alternative sports.
Absolutely. And they seem to be very popular in other parts of Dublin as well. And when we shared the story online yesterday on the Facebook page, there was a lot of very positive response as well. And people saying, you know, why can't it? I don't know the costing on these parks, but I can't imagine, you know, it'd be money well spent. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's not exactly a gamble. Like, you know what I mean? They would definitely be used, and as I said, like, not all kids are into, you know, football and or GA or, you know,
there has to be
facilities for, you know, kids with different sport interests as well. You said, like, BMX and skateboarding, so yeah, it'd be brilliant. Now she's gonna call on the council to look into it. I didn't like contact the council myself yesterday. I was doing a story for the paper, but they haven't got back to me yet on it. But interesting to see where if they have any plans. She's asking to carry out a feasibility study, and so fingers crossed.
Yeah, it is. It's a good plan. Anything that gets kids in off the streets and the roads is good.
Exactly. You know? Absolutely.
Right, we'll just do one more. The free university courses for people in North East Dublin. This is an Northside partnership.
It's a great scheme. So as I said, yeah, Northside Partnership are offering free university courses this year to people living in the northeast of Dublin. It's called the Cum University Programme, and it's a gateway for, you know, people who would like to enter higher education. If you want to find out more about it, I suppose it'd be best for people to contact Northside Partnership directly. I think their number is 01848 5630, or by email it's paul.hayes@nspartnership.ie. The course begins on the 25th of January. It's done in partnership with Maynooth University and Coolock Library, and the courses are, just off the top of my head, I think it was critical thinking, psychology, criminology, I can't remember what the other one is, but yeah, that could be a great gateway for a lot of people into higher education. And the courses run every Tuesday for a period of 17 weeks, four modules, and 2.5 hours per session. Like, so that could be something people would be interested in, maybe.
It's I think it's saying that people who would normally go for university courses.
Yeah, absolutely, and anything that promotes you know, learning and further education has to be, you know, glad to publicise this, and I hope a lot of people, you know, take up the offer and maybe find something that they enjoy in these courses, like, because it's a good opportunity, and it's 17 weeks as well. It's not, you know, huge, you know. amount of time, about 4 months, like, so you'd end up with qualification that could lead to who knows where it could lead to.
Yeah, that's great. Hopefully it'll be a huge success, but I imagine it will be. Now, 2021, there was lots and lots of stories, and we discussed a lot of them. Is there anything in particular
there was a few. I suppose there was the story, it was just off the top of my head, in Rogerstown Estuary. It happened in I think it was in August, where a family got into difficulty swimming, and there was basically other people, you know, on the beach at the time. So basically, long story short, turned out, you know, the beachgoers on the day ended up saving a family. It was a mother and father and 4 children, saved them from drowning, and then subsequently saved a few of the people who went in to save them as well. So just off the top of my head, that story was you know, it's kind of absolutely one in a million, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Thank God, as well, a happy ending to it as well.
And it's great to get good stories, isn't it? Nice stories, happy endings.
Absolutely, I much prefer to be honest.
We cover a lot of you know, between COVID and children go back to school and all that, we cover an awful lot of bad news, but it's great to get a good news story, isn't it?
Absolutely, John. You know yourself exactly. I think people sometimes then looking into themselves, but when, you know, try and kind of cover a bit more kind of upbeat stories as well this year. You know, it's the people that kind of, people are kind of fatigued with the news, and especially the way it's COVID every single day. And been a lot of horrible crime stories as well last year. Some shocking murders. So, you know, anything we can do to kind of bring good news stories, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can have more down this year.
Yeah, I remember when I covered, and we talk a lot about the RNLI, and they're a great organisation. They're all volunteers. There was interviewed a girl who was training to join up, and she was following in her father's footsteps, so the two of them were involved. I thought that was great.
That's right, yeah, I remember that one as well. It was great as well. The reward and Kelly Harrington winning the gold medal, coming back, that's one that springs to mind as well, just to see the scenes like in the North Inner City, you know, just, you know, everybody delighted and happy, you know, we're having a much bring kind of everybody together. I know there's, you know, Dublin and the GAA and us, you know, but I think that was a bit different. It was kind of, it was very special, like, you know, it was an area that doesn't always get positive news stories associated with. You know, Kelly is somebody that the whole North East, the whole of Dublin and Ireland obviously gets behind, but for her own local community, I think it was great to see all the, you know, smiling faces on the day, and, you know, it was brilliant, and hopefully we'll have more of that this year.
Yeah, hopefully. Anything else that stood out in 21 for you?
Put me on the spot there.
Sorry about that. We'll move into sports. What do you reckon about the Irish soccer team, for instance? You know?
I think it ended very well. The year, definitely considered how, from where it was at the start.
I
think Stephen Kenny should definitely get an extension on his contract. I would love to see you know, the progress being made. Obviously this year we've got the Nations League, a big chance for them there, and there's going to be a lot of Dublin interest as well, a lot of Dublin,
yeah.
Dublin lads involved in the squad, and obviously Stephen Kenny himself and his backroom staff are good strong Dublin contingent for them. Would you like to see him?
I think he has them playing nice football. It took him a while to get to the place he is now, but I definitely think he should be given another year, couple of years, to see where it goes.
Absolutely, it's for the first time in a long time, I actually enjoy watching Ireland play football. You know what I mean? No harm to some of the managers that came before him, but some of the stuff has been great. Like so, from the Trapattoni era, like, with Tina Hardwick.
Yeah, and they're young, so they're going to improve playing together when they play.
Absolutely. And we saw it, like, you know, they put it up to, like, Serbia and Portugal are two good sides, you know. It was nothing between them. And I suppose we wrote our luck a bit at home against Serbia. We got a draw. Now, we were unlucky out in Portugal, so there's definitely, the signs are encouraging that some more young players to come through as well. So yeah, I'm excited about what might potentially happen. Hopefully I haven't jinxed them.
Anyway, listen, we're running out of time, Padraig. Anything else you'd like to mention or anything?
No, it's just for, you know, readers, one thing I would say to other listeners that want to get, you know, get in touch if they have any story, if they want to publicize an event, send us in some letters.
Yeah, you know, and what is it? Is it info or?
No. It's news@dublinpeople.com and my own email is padraig@dublinpeople.com as well.
Okay, listen, that's great. We'll be talking again either next week or the week after. So thanks very much, Padraig. It's always
Cheers,
great
John,
talking.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks, thank you.
All the best. Have a good week. Bye now.
You too. Bye.